on maynard.com.au. Hey, you! Welcome to Mad Club Show podcast number 5. My name's Maynard and he's...
Tony Push.
And we have had a fantastic weekend recently. We spent the entire weekend embedded with village people at the Enmore Theatre.
Socked in is the way I'd describe it.
And we're coming to you live from a Banda Rotunda in Centennial Park.
I believe the tuba is one of the up-and-coming new instruments. It's funny because it's been around for a really long time.
Look, a lot of people are getting rid of their Technics 1200 turntables, a lot of DJs, and moving to the tuba. We had a great weekend with the guys. We supported the village people at the Enmore Theatre, and the critics have been raving. In fact, here's Margot Hampton of Hamilton, says, "You are almost the worst act I've seen in my entire life."
Well, so we're defining in that sense, aren't we?
And here's another one from Michael. "You are the worst act I've seen in my entire life." That's Michael. And he supplied a fake email, so thanks for that, Michael.
In the email, was the word "the" in capital letters and underlined in red?
It was. So, Margot, Michael, make up your mind. Are we almost the worst act you've ever seen or the worst act you've ever seen? And also, get your timing right too, Michael. That is not 20 minutes of your life you won't get back again. Our set went for 31 minutes.
No accounting for taste, but if you can find an accountant with taste, you're well ahead.
And we were giving away some great Mad Club artefacts too. Some of the things we gave away the Xanadu poster, which got a round of applause. And we got a standing ovation, listener, for a long-sleeved Wham T-shirt.
It's hard enough to get a good long-sleeve T-shirt as it is, but a collector's item, what a lot of...
And the guy put it on straight away.
Oh, as you would. Was it because, do you think that people couldn't believe we were giving away something that you'd never give away?
I just think people couldn't believe what we were, and of course we had a few failures with our props because we usually have this banner that's actually got our name, Mad Club, and you couldn't find it.
The backdrop got lost.
Even though it was next to the stage and we found it at the end of the act, you couldn't find it, Tony. What was going on?
I know what it was. It was folded inside out so the back of the backdrop was showing. I've never seen the back of the backdrop. I've only ever seen the front of the backdrop.
But right now, we're going to take you inside, outside, backstage and beyond backstage. Village people, Enmore Theatre, 16th of October, 2010.
What a date.
Well, it's just after the Mad Club gig for the village people. They're just singing Go West in there. We're in the bar area relaxing. Tony Push, how was the gig for us?
I tell you, it was fantastic. It's funny how afterwards you think of all these great things you could do.
I think the big moment of the night was when we gave away the Wham T-shirt.
Lady looked at me just then. Did you see?
Yep.
You can't see that on radio.
Well, let's go see what other people thought. Now, how has security been for the village people? Has it been a tough gig for you? Have you had to use any jiu-jitsu tonight?
Not at all. All quiet.
So there's been no one rushing the stage?
No.
You do work the Enmore, so what is the most difficult gig to work security at the Enmore for?
It would be the hip-hop bands.
Any of them?
Any of them. They're all the same. The crowd, the drugs, the alcohol, all mixed in.
Sounds like a good night out, but for a security guy, maybe not so.
So much makeup on them, they look like toy soldiers. I don't want any association with this at all. because we were recording two albums at night, getting home at 1, and having to be in the makeup chair at 8:30 in the morning.
This is a story you're hearing from David Hodo in his dressing room. You hear with Maynard, not many people are allowed in David Hodo's dressing room. How was it out there, man? How many years have you been touring for? I know it's 30 years since Can't Stop the Music, but it's...
33 years.
And, of course, Glenn Hughes is sadly no longer with us.
No.
Do you think the touring took a toll on him?
I think the touring takes a toll on all of us. I mean, you know, we always need a rest every once in a while. It's quite hard. I don't really think it took a toll on him, you know. His lung cancer took a toll on him. Cigarettes took a toll on him. The tobacco company, thank for that.
So did you guys cut out smoking after that?
None of us smoke except Glenn.
How many more years do you think you'll be doing it for? Not that I want you to stop, but it's amazing.
God only knows. I never thought I'd be doing it this long, but it's like I think, what else are you going to do? You know, what else... What else are you going to do?
I like the fact that you turned up and you were given the role of construction worker, because apparently you're not particularly handy around the house at all, are you, David?
Not particularly, no. I was surprised at being cast as a construction... I was very unhappy about it, actually.
Why was that?
Having to wear a hard hat. Because, you know, it turns into a terrarium on stage. It rains and snows and everything else. You grow ferns on your head.
Also, it's the one that most people can dress up easily. They put the hat. And so I saw lots and lots of construction workers. Not too many Indians out there. But a hammer and the helmet, and they're right.
Everybody's got one, yeah.
When I told people I was working with you, I got the reaction, oh, they're still around. Oh, aren't they all different now? They all thought that you died or something. It was a whole bunch of different people. You're looking pretty fit. You're pretty buff there. For all of us that like sitting on the couch and eating the cheesels while we're looking at the television, how can we keep fit so we can dance around and do the YMCA for 33 bloody years?
Well, if it means a paycheck, you'll do it.
My favourite quote from you, and I hope you don't mind me reminding you about this. I asked you once about 1979, I think, and you said, Maynard, I don't remember 1979 very well.
I'll tell you, I don't necessarily agree with everything I say. 79, you know, they all start to blur after a while. 79 was a particularly hard year because we did our national tour of 46 cities in 54 days and went right into filming the movie. And it was really quite a hectic year.
And also, you turned up late for your gig at Studio 54, and everybody else was dressed like the construction worker in 1979 too, so you had a bit of trouble getting in, didn't you?
I don't even remember that. I don't even remember that far,
well,
Maynard.
You've got your Red Bull to drink, you've got your undies to soak. David, I'll chat to you later, and thank you for coming back to Australia. You guys are so much fun.
We love coming here. It's such... Because the Australians, you know, you don't have to work on the audience to make them have fun. They're ready to have fun. Australians are easy.
Well, thank you.
Are you ready, David?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Are you serious about singing?
I love you to death.
I'm here at the merchandise table with the village people, and Felipe's wandering around, spreading his love. I'm just talking about you spreading your love at the merchandise table.
Hello, Maynard. Love you.
Now, here's someone. Now, what's your name?
Shannon.
And you're a big village people fan by the sound of it.
Yeah, very.
Now, why is that? You're almost shaking being near Felipe the Indian. Why is that?
Just really excited, just to be able to meet him and, just come.
Would you like me to get a photo of you and him together?
Yes, please.
Okay. Now, I'm still around the merchandising tent for the village people with a few village people fans here. Now, what did you make of it?
I made a lot. It made me hot and wet and sweaty.
Now, what is it about the village people that gets you going? Because, you've been around a bit.
I remember dragging my grandmother when I was 14 to go and see Can't Stop the Music.
That's cool. And what's your favourite song of theirs?
Oh, God, it's still got to be YMCA.
Which is your favourite village person?
I know YMCA is really wrong.
And your favourite village person?
I really am a gay man trapped in a woman's body. I'm a leather man.
So how much did you enjoy the Village People tonight?
It was fantastic.
What made you say, hey, I really want to see those guys tonight? What's that? I can smell motor oil. It must be the biker. Who have we got here?
What's up, dude? It's Eric from the Village People.
How have you been? You're the newest member of the group, so you've only been like thrashing yourself to within an inch of death for a couple of years now.
Oh, yeah, 16 years, yeah. So about half the time that they have.
Your Australian audiences really love you, don't they?
Coming down here is like the biggest treat for us constantly, and we love it because we get to do Can't Stop the Music and Milkshake, which is Australia's the only place we perform those songs because they're just so well received here, and there's nothing like the audience when they explode when we start Can't Stop. Absolutely nothing.
Yeah, like the movie was a big hit here because disco hadn't quite died here when it came out here. When the movie opened in George Street in Sydney, they actually shut George Street, and the only time they shut George Street the next time was decades later when they opened Planet Hollywood.
Oh, wow.
Well, say what you will about Alan Carr, but the guy knew how to throw a party.
No, he did. He did, and I think that's why people have always asked us, why did Can't Stop do so well down in Australia? I think it's just because you guys, you get it, you understand it. It wasn't meant to be any kind of big work of art. It was just meant to be fun. And
some people have bagged Can't Stop the Music over the years as a movie, but I say to them, have a look at a movie made at exactly the same time in England called The Apple, which was a Faustian kind of disco thing. It makes Can't Stop the Music look like Shakespeare.
Oh, yeah.
The Apple is success.
There ain't no pride! There ain't no shame!
Now, a special experience in movie-going entertainment, The Apple.
I mean, look, as far as a disco movie went, it was a great movie, and there were certainly worse ones.
It's the musical extravaganza that launches the 80s. It's Alan Carr's Can't Stop the Music.
You know, it's funny, though, David likes to say that Can't Stop the Music is like that really bad haircut you had in high school in the yearbook that just never goes away. I mean, I've seen many worse films than Can't Stop. But
thank God it's Friday. Car wash, there's a couple.
Oh, my God, yes, car wash. Oh.
Car wash, the place where everything goes.
We are a very old...
I'm here in my actual own dressing room with someone who actually was involved in the original Village People releases on RCA in Australia.
My name is Shelley.
Now, what was your role back in the day when the Village People were releasing the original stuff?
I was the National Publicity Manager for Greater Union. My responsibility was to help... Well, basically, I blocked off George Street for the premiere of Can't Stop the Music, and...
Now, that is pretty special, and I've always wanted to ask about that, because the next time George Street was blocked off was the opening of Planet Hollywood many, many years later, and apparently the party held that night was legendary. You threw one hell of a party.
Thank you very much.
I know people that were there, but apparently it was one of the wildest things Sydney's ever seen. Now, is that true?
It's never been emulated again.
Wow.
Since, I don't think so. Because that was an icon of an era. In the 80s, it was, and by the way, I was involved with ABBA in 77. I toured, Reg Grundy girl, lot of stuff.
So you had ABBA... And you had Village People.
I was the production manager of ABBA.
So did Agnetta really have the sexiest bottom in Europe?
Yes.
So what year would this have been? 1980 when the Village People came here at Can't Stop the Music?
That's correct.
Can you, paint a picture of what it was like back in those days? Because it's certainly not like that anymore. You could do things then that you can't do now. You could get away with stuff that you couldn't get away with now.
Yes. Well, back in those days, I was trying to be the... Hello, don't touch them. You're in a shopping centre. They're making a shopping centre appearance. And I'm the one that has to be out there to protect them. And you've got thousands of screaming children. And there's a little me going, don't touch my boys. They're precious. And they seriously bombarded you. And they went, because you didn't have the protection then, they would bombard you to the point where they were ripping off Glenn's shirt. Wow. They were ripping off the art items off their bodies.
And was everyone dressing like them as well?
Yes. Every single floor of a shopping centre.
So how did you enjoy the Village People tonight?
Oh my God, they were more than awesome.
You might have seen them before. They've been going for 33 years. What do you make of the whole act?
Well, it just keeps getting better and better.
How many people are dressed as a construction worker in there?
Scarily, a lot of people. And a lot of people dressed as the leather man with the big moustache. All of the staff at the bar were dressed as the Leathermen.
I'm in the outside lane at the back of the Emore Theatre now, and there's a few people dressed as various village people, and I'm just about to walk up to a man who's dressed as the construction worker. Yes. Excuse me, sir, you're dressed as a construction worker tonight.
I am dressed as a construction worker. Because, I just love the village people. They're so good. Ever since I was a kid.
And there's some people listening going, are you kidding?
No,
I like them. They're a lot of fun. Tell us why you like them.
When I was a kid, I was 10, I saw these guys, they were awesome, all the guys in my class thought they were really cool, and I just like, yeah, they're so cool, and I just love the disco rhythm. What else is there to say?
And what's your favourite track of theirs?
The girls, we were talking about Liberation wasn't played today, and we were loving that.
Meet them tonight?
Yeah, I just met the lead singer, and he is awesome. His vocals are so good.
Exciting.
Why are they dressed so funny?
Well, they're from the village. That's why they're called village people.
Oh.
Everyone you meet, the children in the street, are swaying to the rhythm. There's something moving in them. There's no place to hide, so why even try?
There it was, the 16th of October 2010, a day and a night that will live in village people infamy.
Geez, weren't they fit? I couldn't help noticing that they had a lot in common with a soccer game I watched only this morning. It was AC Milan versus Real Madrid. And I reckon the people...
So was the Indian the goalkeeper or the construction worker?
I think the Indian was Ronaldo. I reckon that the people were as fit, entertaining and as professional and in good voice as the front six for AC Milan.
And for all the fans that had a great time there. And David Hodo, as you heard earlier there, my favourite line from him was that he said, you know, we've been doing this for 33 years, but what else are we going to do? I want to thank village people, everyone that was in the crowd, everyone that had a good time, everyone had a great time. And if anyone didn't have a good time at the night, up your bum.
They can please themselves.
You know what they say, Tony? You can please some village people some of the time, but you can't please all village people all the time.
You're also got to take into account the odd village idiot.
On maynard.com.au. Hey, you!